Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise as we continue our celebration of the Christmas season and your amazing, generous gift of sending your Son to redeem us from our sins and to assure us that we're never alone, even in the darkest moments of our lives. You're always with us. And we just celebrate today with Mary, our Blessed Mother, that truth. And we want to also ponder these things in our hearts, to be drawn more deeply into your merciful love and to more effectively share it with the people around us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So again, a very blessed and Merry Christmas to all of you. I wasn't able to be with you as I had to be home with my family over the last couple of weeks. But today is a very special Marian solemnity, and it's one of my favorites, actually, because I love that line, and Mary pondered these things in her heart. She was a woman of prayer, reflection, ultimately a person of hope who completely opened her heart to the will of God and brought forth our Savior. And she's a great role model for all of us during this time that we need to be reflecting on the gift of our salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ, and to be eager to share that gift with other people, because it's meant to be passed on from generation to generation, this good news that we celebrate this time of year at Christmas. And I know in my own experience over the last 2 weeks and having to say goodbye to my father, that it's sometimes in those darkest moments of life that you appreciate your faith the most. That when you're surrounded by darkness and challenging times, you just think to yourself, how would I handle this if I wasn't a person of faith and didn't know the Lord Jesus as my Savior? And probably not very well, but even with faith, sometimes you have those moments too where you kind of falter a little bit and it kind of knocks you upside the head. But to just pull back and reflect and say, you know, no matter what happens, I'm never alone. I know the love of God. I know the love of my Savior. And it comes in so many ways. You know, like this morning I got up early and opened up a bunch of sympathy cards that people had sent while I was gone. I was listening to Christian music, praying the breviary. So many ways that God surrounds us with that truth that He is Emmanuel, God with us, and we're never alone. And we must constantly do everything in our power to share that message with other people. While I was home, and I guess this is probably normal for losing a parent, I kind of went into a slump and just kind of laid around in my pajamas and didn't want to do anything. So I started watching reruns of ER. Remember that TV series that ran for like 15 years, I think? So Pop TV, my parents have the Dish Network, plays it from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m., back-to-back episodes. And unfortunately, Apple TV has all the seasons available, and my finger accidentally pressed purchase this, so, like 300 episodes or something. So I'll be on a binge watch with ER. But while I was watching, there was one particular episode that really caught my attention because there was a song in it. Called Sand and Water, and it was written by this very talented musician and songwriter, Beth Nielsen Chapman. So I heard the song on the TV, but you know how they run the credits so fast at the end of the show that you can't actually read them? So pause, slow down. I finally was able to find out, what is that song? I really like that song. And it's called Sand and Water, and that happened to be the title of the episode too. But it was about her experience when her husband died of cancer, and rather early in her life, and she had to raise her son on her own. And so she wrote this song as an expression of her trying to deal with the grief of that event in her life. And I just want to share some of the lyrics with you, and then a little lesson the Lord taught me. See, even binge watching and laying on the couch in your pajamas, God can do anything. But this is the line that, all alone I didn't like the feeling. All alone I sat and cried. All alone I had to find some meaning in the center of the pain I felt inside. All alone I came into the world. All alone I will someday die. Solid stone is just sand and water, baby. Sand and water in a million years gone by. I will see you in the light of a thousand suns. I will hear you in the sound of the waves. I will know you when I come, as we will all come, through the doors beyond the grave. This is about her son. All alone I healed this heart of sorrow. All alone I raised this child. Flesh and bone, he's just bursting towards tomorrow, and his laughter fills my world, and where's your smile? So, you know, that was her trying to deal with the pain of a horrible loss in her life. But the truth is, we're not all alone. You know, sometimes we feel that way, but the Lord is with us. And our job as a church, as the body of Christ, is to remind people of that. And as I watched the episodes, I forgot how dramatic they were. There's great acting, but a lot of intense topics of pain and suffering and illness, you know, because it deals with an ER room in a hospital in Chicago. And people that didn't deal with their trauma well would turn to drugs or alcohol and just fall off the ladder, kind of. And And there was very little, you know, someone coming in the room and talking about God, talking about Jesus, offering to pray with someone for healing. And I started thinking of Dr. Bob Schutz and the JP2 Healing Institute and its workbook, and how would you handle this if you were dealing with somebody in this situation? So it was a very enriching spiritual experience. And like I said, I have, 200 some more episodes to go through in the months ahead. But the truth is, we're not alone. And we just took another huge loss in the Catholic Church yesterday when Benedict XVI left us. And that man is very much responsible for helping me through a lot of difficult times in my priestly ministry over the last 25 years. Reading his books, listening to his audiences and his teachings have just been a tremendous source of hope for me when I have difficulties in my life. So I feel like I lost another family member in a certain way. And he had a quote once right around Christmas time, December 29th, when he first became Pope, and he says this: "Each of us is the result of a thought of God. Each of us is willed, each of us is loved, each of us is necessary." If you take a pulse right now in the world and even in the Catholic Church, do most people really feel that way? Are they just feeling overwhelmed by the challenges they're facing in life, the situation of our world, our country, the divisions we experience? Are they really feeling that? And our job as a church, through our celebration of the sacraments, the reading of the Word of God, everything we do is to affirm that truth, that we're all children of God. And that was the second reading from Romans, that God sent his Spirit into our hearts and minds, that we are adopted children of God. But if you take a poll or have an interview after Mass, for most of you and the Catholic people that come to Mass, do they really feel that? Are they experiencing that in their daily lives? Or do they feel all alone? And so let's use this year, this new year that God has given us, through the challenges we'll face, to affirm that truth. See what love the Father has for us, that we're called children of God, and so we are. And share it with someone else. It's not meant to be kept just to yourself. It has to be shared with other people, because they don't believe that and they're not experiencing that. So we have to do everything in our power to help them come to that personal relationship with Christ. And it comes in the midst of a lot of turbulence and difficulty. You know, we're celebrating the Solemnity of Mary, a little moment of peace, a respite to treasure the child Jesus. In a few days, she'll be running off to Egypt with Joseph because someone's trying to kill her child. That's just the nature of our world. It's very broken, and we're all going to experience, you know, challenging situations. But God is with us, and that is the message of Christmas. That is a message of hope, and that's what Mary always shows us. Where Mary is, Jesus is. She shows us that the greatest treasure we have is her son. Amen.